Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading Psalm 69 together. It's a slightly longer psalm, so we're only going to read for it in one version. It comes in at 36 verses and today's version is the English Standard Version and I'm using an anglicized edition of that. This is a psalm of David, so let's read together Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters and the flood sweeps over me. I am weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God. More in number than the hair of my head are those who hate me without cause. Mighty are those who would destroy me, those who attack me with lies. What I did not steal, must I now restore? O God, you know my folly. The wrongs I have done are not hidden from you. Let not those who hope in you be put to shame through me. O Lord God of hosts, let not those who seek you be brought to dishonor through me. O God of Israel. For it is for your sake that I have borne reproach, that dishonor has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my mother's sons. For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and humbled my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword for them. I am the talk of those who sit in the gate, and the drunkards make songs about me. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord. At an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me in your saving faithfulness. Deliver me from sinking in the mire. Let me be delivered from my enemies. And from the deep waters. Let not the flood sweep over me, or the deep swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, for your steadfast love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn to me. Hide not your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Make haste to answer me. Draw near to my soul, redeem me, ransom me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. My foes are all known to you. Reproaches have broken my heart so that I am in despair. I looked for pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst they gave me sour wine to drink. Let their own table before them become a snare, and when they are at peace, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and make their loins tremble continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your burning anger overtake them. May their camp be a desolation. Let no one dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have struck down, and they recount the pain of those you have wounded. Add to them punishment upon punishment. May they have no acquittal from you. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. Let them not be enrolled among the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs. When the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his own people who are prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build up the cities of Judah, and the people shall dwell there and possess it. The offspring of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. So this is Psalm 69, and it starts off with a cry out from the psalmist. They feel that they are in deep waters with floods sweeping over them. I don't know if you've ever been swimming in an ocean when it's quite rough. I remember a few times when I've been swimming in the sea, and the power of the waves is overwhelming. And there are times when I look at the waves and they're massive and I think I wouldn't stand a chance. They would drag me under. And here is the psalmist, weary with crying out, the flood sweeping over them. If you feel that things are too much, that you're being pulled underneath the weight of the waves, tell the Lord, cry out to him. Keep calling out. The psalmist has lots of people around them and lots of enemies, but they also, in verse 5, acknowledge that they have done things wrong. It's not as simple as, people hate me, but I'm perfect. It's, Lord, people are against me, and I know I've done things wrong. But there is a hope. Let not those who hope in you be put to shame through me. Don't let other people suffer from my wrongs. And we now know, and we have hope, that we are totally forgiven. That God isn't looking to put us to shame, but to restore us, to revive us. And that word revive comes up a little bit later. The psalmist has said, Lord, I've tried to follow you. I've done everything I can. I've wept, I've humbled myself, but people are mocking me for it. But they stick with the Lord. Even if people aren't understanding, even if people are mocking them. Verse 13 says, but as for me, my prayer is to you. In the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me. And they ask again to be delivered, but this time from the sinking mire, from their enemies, from the deep waters, and once again from the flood. When things seem overwhelming, cry out to the Lord. We get this request in verse 18, draw near to my soul. God is close. He is closer than a brother. He knows our hearts and our soul and our turmoil. And when we're upset, when we're struggling, when we're overwhelmed, invite God to be close to your soul, to know him. This psalm also speaks loudly about Jesus, about having sour wine to drink, about zeal for God's house. Remember what Jesus had to drink when he was on the cross. Remember what happened when Jesus went into the temple and saw people selling things and he turned over the tables. Jesus called out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And there was darkness. Just as this psalmist is describing the flood waters and the pit closing its mouth over me, Jesus died on that cross. But he did not stay down. For the Lord Jesus rose again. He rose again in salvation. Verse 29 says, but I am afflicted and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, set me on high. Jesus died, but rose again. And then the psalmist says that I will give praise, and that this praise will please the Lord more than an ox or these physical sacrifices. Because what the Lord wants is our hearts. He wants us to be humble, to be glad, to be thankful. So I encourage you, you who seek God, let your heart revive, for the Lord hears the needy. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. This has been Psalm 69. God bless you, and goodbye.